Harper Audio presents the...
Excuse me.
Yes?
Could I do it?
Fine.
This is Prince Duncan.
Okay, just read right here.
The Hero's Guide to Being an Outlaw by Christopher Healy. Performed by Bronson Pin? What? Pin? That guy.
Pinchot. To Charlotte, Jonah, Jen, and Stu. Prologue. Things You Don't Know About Outlaws. Outlaws have too many feathers in their hats. Outlaws are allergic to seafood. Outlaws never forget to floss. Oh, and outlaws are people who are hunted down because they have been accused of terrible crimes. Okay, I suppose it's possible you knew that last bit already, but if so, then you may be wondering,
what's with all the outlaw stuff? This is a book about the League of Princes, right? Those guys are heroes, or at least hero-ish.
And after reading the first two books of this series, which might be a good idea before you go any further with this one, yes, you'd have every reason to assume that the famed Princes Charming, Liam, Frederick, Duncan, and Gustav, would always stand firmly on the right side of the law. First they saved their kingdoms from a vengeful witch, and then they stormed a castle to snatch a dangerously powerful magic item out of the hands of the bandit king. These princes are definitely good guys, and yet, in this book, they become outlaws. In fact, it was only a few months after the aforementioned castle storming that the entire league found their faces on wanted posters all across the 13 kingdoms. Before you start crying,
spoiler!
Let me point out that you would have found out about the whole wanted poster thing in Chapter 4 anyway. And seriously, the title of the book kind of gives it away, doesn't it? If I wanted to give you a real spoiler, I would have mentioned the fiasco that occurs in Chapter 16. Frederick struggling for air beneath pounding ocean waves, Gustav struggling to pry open the powerful jaws of a sea serpent, Liam struggling to locate his friends amid the bobbing wreckage of their ship, and Duncan struggling to remove his head from a bucket of chum. But let's not get distracted, because that whole shipwreck nightmare never would have happened if the Princes Charming hadn't managed to get themselves branded as outlaws. And that would never have happened if they'd actually managed to succeed in their mission when they stormed the Bandit King's castle. But no, they'd walked away from that mission without even realizing they'd failed. Come, let's go back to Prince Frederick's Kingdom of Harmonia, and I'll show you what I mean. Part 1. On the Run. 1. An outlaw is never around when you need one.
Kerumph!
King Wilberforce was in a foul mood, as he had been ever since Prince Frederick had stormed out of the palace months earlier. His son had never lashed out at him like that before. And to think it was simply because he had banished his son's fiancée. What choice did he have? Ella was a bad influence. He couldn't even keep track of how many times she had nearly gotten Frederick killed. Exiling the girl was what any good father would have done. At least, that's what Wilberforce told himself as he sat on his velvet-cushioned throne, grumbling in a positively unkingly manner, apparently forgetting his rule that
a proper man never fidgets.
He absentmindedly fiddled with the dozens of glistening medals that adorned his finely tailored purple jacket. His normally stiff, right-angled shoulders began to dip into a position that came dangerously close to resembling a slump.
Harumph!
The king grunted again.
Your Highness?
Asked the tall, thin, well-mannered man standing before the throne.
I mean...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?